is USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Donald Trump, a big fan of using nicknames for people. Some nicknames he even uses twice. The former president says he's retiring the crooked nickname he used on Hillary Clinton and will now be using it instead against President Joe Biden. It's good to be governor because if you don't like a law, you can just change it.
The Florida State House voted Friday in favor of amending the law to allow elected officials in Florida to run for president or vice president without having to resign. The change comes after reports this week that DeSantis could launch his presidential campaign as soon as May. The governor has yet to confirm he's entering the race, but he's already being targeted by former president and potential Republican primary opponent, Donald Trump. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Russia back at it, this time killing at least 25 people in an apartment complex during missile strikes in Yuman, Ukraine. At least four of the dead are children. Here's Oksana Markarova, a Ukrainian politician and current ambassador of Ukraine.
It's, again, just another war crime. It breaks my heart to see it every time. I mean, it's not the first time. Unfortunately, it's not the last time. I mean, we have to stop Russia and win this war for them to stop doing this.
The city of San Diego wants to help house the city's growing homeless population by putting them up in hotels. They plan to buy three extended stay America suites, which could house over 400 homeless at a total cost of $157.8 million. Critics, however, have said that strategy, while noble, will cost taxpayers thousands without addressing the root cause of the crisis, mainly mental health, alcohol, or drug abuse. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Vermont woman hiking alone, lucky to be alive after impaling herself on a stick. She was hiking on Mount Kilburn when she suffered a medical emergency and passed out. When she fell, she impaled herself. Thankfully, she regained consciousness, called 911, and was rescued and airlifted to a hospital.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Tiffany's flagship store in New York City has reopened after a three-year, multi-million-dollar renovation. The store on Manhattan's Fifth Avenue held a star-studded grand opening Thursday night that included Katy Perry, Tiffany Haddish, and Hailey Bieber. The iconic jewelry store will now be called The Landmark. GM giving a second look at their EVs.
The Chevy Bolt's been a big seller since it came on the market in 2016, but its battery is an older design, and it was the subject of a recall last year due to the danger of a battery fire. So GM will retool its Bolt plant outside Detroit to make the electric versions of the Chevy Silverado pickup and the GMC Sierra. Once that retooling is done, GM says it will be able to build 600,000 electric trucks a year. I'm Richard Johnson.
I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.